Yes, there's power in the name of Jesus. There is power in his name. Come on and just begin to worship the Lord. Just begin to give God praise. Begin to give God thanks. No matter what you are going through right now, glory. His power remains. His power remains. There's power in the name of Jesus. Good morning, brothers and sisters. And for those who will listen later to the recording, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, your spiritual exercise, your spiritual multivitamin. It is your spiritual covering which takes you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, and success in every area of your life through the word of Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and God has a fresh word for you today. This is fire! Praise the Lord. For today's teaching, we are in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Again, that is the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live here on Daily Fire, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live at 7, still ensure that you don't miss your fresh word by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m., and it's available for you to listen to at any time throughout the day. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rawsi.org, rawsi.org. You can also follow me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, Twitter at Rossi Williams, and Instagram at Rossi Williams Law Group. All right, by now you should have your Bibles ready. Remember, this week is our giving week where we ask everyone to donate $20 to the ministry. You can do so via Cash App, $ Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or online on the ministry website, rossi.org. By now you should have your Bibles ready. God has an encouraging word for you today. Let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 6, reading from the KJV. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Last verse. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Come on and tell God amen for his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is keeping the faith through difficult times. Keeping the faith through difficult times. Brothers and sisters, into every life, some rain must fall. If you just keep on living, as the old folks used to say, you will go through something. If you just keep on getting older, you will encounter some obstacles. You will encounter some trials and tribulations. Some tests will run up on you, and you will have to fight for your victory. There will be times that the test will occur in your own home. Other times, the test will occur on your job or in your ministry, in schools or in your circle of friends. But as certain and as sure as I am giving you this word here today, you will encounter difficult times. But the issue is not whether you will encounter the difficult times. The issue is whether you will keep the faith throughout the difficult times. Keeping the faith. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6, that I just read unto you, the word let us know that faith is the substance of things hoped for. But it is evidenced by how you continue to believe and live your life for the things you do not yet see. The victory that you are holding on for. The reconciliation in relationship and marriage that you are believing God for. The better job, the better finances, the healing in your body, the growth in your ministry, your own self-validation, faith is evidenced by how you are responding to the test of your belief in those situations. You see, it is easy to believe God when everything is going good. It is easy to shout, to praise him, to wave your hands and say glory, to say hallelujah, to say I love God. When your bank accounts are full, when your health is going right, when your body is snatched, it's easy to believe God and keep the faith when you and your loved ones are in harmony. It's easy to believe God and keep the faith when people are joining your church every Sunday and when you are being promoted on your job. Those are not difficult times. But what happens when your job lays you off? What happens when you are furloughed? What happens when they call you in the office after so many years of dedicated service and terminate you and don't even give you severance pay, but instead escort you out the door, keeping the faith in difficult times? What happens when your spouse files for separation or divorce? What happens when you find out they've been unfaithful? What happens when your business is about to close? What happens during COVID-19 when you only received $1,200, but your expenses and your debts for the month are $5,000? How do you keep the faith during difficult times? Because it said in verse 6 of chapter 11, without faith it is impossible to please God. You cannot please God if you cannot learn how to keep the faith through times of adversity. God desires, it said, for you to believe that God is. And not only that he is, but that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. In other words, those who go to God in prayer,
those who go to God throughout his word, those who believe that God is able to do exactly what he said he would do when he said he would do it, who won't get caught up in the doubt by basing their faith on what they see, because faith is the substance of what you hope for, and it is the evidence, glory, of things not seen, that God is going to do it. God is going to do what? Just what he promised you he would do. You must keep the faith through the difficult times. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 17, the Bible says, even so faith, if it has not works, is dead being alone. We say this often, faith without works is dead. If you believe that God is going to do something, we will know it. How will we know? Because we will see it evidenced by what you're doing. If you believe that God is going to open a door, if you believe that God is going to work a miracle, if you believe that God is going to take you and your talents and your gifting to a new level, we will know it by what you are doing. Your works will show what you believe. If I believe that God is going to bless my law office, it means then that I am at work doing the things that I'm supposed to do, doing what I need to do to win my cases, going out and doing what is needed to be done to expand the business. If I believe that God is going to bless here in Daily Fire, then it means I got to show up to Daily Fire. I got to teach this word. I got to be prepared to be used by the Lord. What are you believing God for? Are you believing him to expand your business? Are you believing him to open the doors and put you out on the national scene? Are you believing that he's going to heal your body? What do you need to believe God for? Are you believing that he will reconcile your marriage? Are you believing that he will reconcile your family? Are you believing for a new job? Keeping the faith through difficult times requires you not to give up on God. And it requires you to do your part. It requires you to say, no matter what it looks like, God promised me this. And God is not a man that he should lie. So if God promised it to me, then I'm going to do my part by preparing, being faithful, being diligent, educating myself, doing the research, being where I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be, because God is ready, willing, and able to bless, keeping the faith. Are you a faith keeper? Let's get ready to go into prayer. Father, we come praising you today. Oh, Lord, we worship you. Come on and worship God wherever you are. Just begin to tell him thank you. Wherever you are, just begin to tell God, I thank you today. What are you thanking him for? You're thanking him for life. You're thanking him for another day. Somebody didn't make it to this morning, but God allowed you to make it. Come on and tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we come praising you and lifting you up today. Oh, God, we magnify you. We are faith keepers. We are those who keep the faith throughout difficult times because our faith rests in you. You are God. You are Jehovah. You are the first and the last. There's nothing impossible for you. Oh, God, we keep the faith. We believe, God. We believe today. For whatever you promised us, whatever you told us, whatever we're seeking in alignment with your word, we believe today. We will not be those that doubt. We will not take down. We will not forsake our faith. But no, God, we are those who believe. We are those who believe. We are believing. It's a deeper. Now, Father, I lift up everyone listening right now. Lord, that you would answer their prayer. Now, Father, that you would work miracles. Lord, that you would come in and do what they need you to do. Strengthen their faith, renew their faith. Father, help them to be faith keepers, because without faith, it is impossible to please you. Now, Lord, we just say thank you. Father, we say thank you, Jesus. Come on, we just tell them thank you. God, we say thank you, Jesus, right now for the victory, right now for the performance of what we ask. We are believers, faith keep us, and it is done in our lives. It's done, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Say, I am a faith keeper. I am a believer. Hallelujah. Let me do the altar call, and then we will end with our task for today. Do you believe? If you believe, we'll see it, evidenced in the works that you do. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who had begun to lose faith, for those of you who doubted God, for those of you who weren't doing your part, please repeat after me. Father, I come. In Jesus' name, I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of my doubt. I repent of my disbelief. I repent of not doing my part consistently. Now, Lord, I ask forgiveness. Now, Lord, I will do my part. Now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Father, I confess that I am saved. Now, Father, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Father, I confess that I will keep the faith. I will do my part. I will be a believer and not a doubter. From this day forth and forevermore, I am a faith keeper. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on and give God praise. Welcome to the family of Christ. You are a believer. You are a faith keeper. You are victorious in the name of Christ. Now listen, make sure you spend time with God every day. That is how you stay saved, including your time here with me, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire. Call in by dialing 323-870-4180 or tune in online from rossi.org. More importantly, follow so you will get the recording text to you every day at 8 a.m. Eastern by texting the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222 right now. All right, our topic for today's Daily Fire is keeping the faith through difficult times. Your task for today is to believe that God will do just what he told you he will do and do your part. You are a faith keeper. You believe. Tune in tomorrow for another fresh word. Daily Fire is like your MasterCard. You do not leave home without it. I'll see you in the morning.
Come on, everybody. Get your feet heavy. Believe. Let's go. Come on. I trust, say it. Tell me how to do it, y'all.